Good morning, everyone. This is Faye Morrow, Executive Director of the Volunteer Center for Anne Arundel County. Welcome to Volunteer Voice. This morning's guest is Lisa Vernon, Director of the Anne Arundel County Literacy Council. Lisa, welcome.
Thank you. It's so good to be here, Faye. Thank you.
Well, here we are getting ready for a new school year. And in many ways, that's the beginning. It feels like the beginning of a new year for many organizations. And that must be somewhat the case with Literacy Council as well.
It's true. We always have a big training in the fall. And I think that our students, they are geared toward that same school year thinking, and we get a lot of students coming to us in the fall.
Now, the Literacy Council, I know you've been around, it seems like forever, 1977, but still, many people don't even understand the mission of the Literacy Council. Can you fill that in a little bit?
Yes. We provide free, convenient, individualized literacy and English as a second language instruction for any adult or out-of-school youth in Anne Arundel County who is a low-level reader. And what we provide is wonderful because it's free. There is no cost to the student. It's convenient. The tutor and student meet at their local libraries at convenient times for the tutor and the student, and it's individualized instruction. The student receives instruction based not only on their personal reading level, but on their personal goals and interests. So whatever that goal would be, so whether it would be achieving a GED, obtaining a driver's license, filling out job applications, qualifying for a better paying job, whether it's reading instructions for their children's teacher or from their employer or from their doctor for the medical instructions.
You're helping a lot of people in Anne Arundel County be more successful in whatever their chosen area is. And before we went on the air, we were chatting. You not only have been doing this for so many years, but you're now partnering with a number of other organizations to further the goal of literacy here in Anne Arundel County. Who are some of those partners?
All right. Not only do we meet at the 16 different libraries with our students, but we also are partnering with the Head Start Center at Shadyside, Maryland, the Lighthouse Shelter, St. Mary's Church for English as a Second Language students, Vesta and Arundel Lodge, Jennifer Road Correctional Facility, the Ordinance Road Detention Center, the Waxter Youth Facility, and the Abilities Network.
That's amazing. And Lisa, I know that with all of these partners, that also means that your 120, 140 volunteer tutors are really stretched, but you have something coming up that will help that.
That's right. We have two trainings coming up. They are September 14th and then also at September 28th. Each of these trainings will be from 9 to 3, and it's going to be at Woods Memorial Presbyterian Church in Severna Park, Maryland. We also will have a tutor follow-on workshop, which will be then on October 26th. That's when all these new tutors come back together and we discuss their new students and they receive additional tips, resources. It's a wonderful time to come together and grow as tutors.
This is a wonderful program because the training that you give is excellent, and then the support that you give. You have other volunteers that are supporting volunteers, so they're
Absolutely.
Mentoring each other, but they're also providing that additional training that everyone needs to be successful.
Exactly. We have ongoing tutor workshops. We have a tutor coordinator that works with the tutors for any issues they have. The tutor will plug them into mentors to work with them to find answers for their questions. And we also have a student coordinator that works to make sure that she follows up with those students and make sure that they are getting the instruction that we want them to have.
Well, Lisa, this wonderful program with the trainings coming up September 14th, excuse me, and 28th, people need to know how to contact you and find out more.
Exactly.
How do they do that?
All right. There's two different ways. One is they can call our office number, which is 410-269-4419. And that you will receive a recorded message, and what you'll want to do is very clearly leave your name and your phone number and I will call you back. Or you can contact me by my email, which is program director at aaclc.org. And once again, that is Program Director at aaclc.org.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for being here. I hope your trainings are very successful. People can always get on a waiting list if those dates aren't convenient for them. And those of you listening out there, what a wonderful gift that you can give to others by being a tutor for the Literacy Council. If you need more information and you missed Lisa's contact, then call us at the Volunteer Center, 410-897-9207, or look at our website, volunteeranarundel.org, and you'll find the Literacy Council is there for you. So, Lisa, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Faye.
And those of you listening out there, please tune in again next week for Volunteer Voice on your hometown station, 1430 WNAV.